have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Welcome to the show. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, the biblical question for this week is a doozy. The first one of the year of 2025. What an amazing one to start out with. Since the aim is to wake up. The aim in life is about waking up. You want to know, why am I on earth? Why am I alive? What my purpose on earth? Your purpose on earth is to wake up. It's to overcome. My biblical question, are you living from your mind or your spirit? Are you living from your mind or your spirit? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen live. I mean, as it's happening on your phone, iPhone, iPad, if you're like busy running around, you got to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, drop your kids off at a public school so they can suffer some more, be traumatized. Or you just don't love your kids enough to keep them home or put them in a good private school. Or you just don't love your kids enough to make a sacrifice, you still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-415-6131. Amazing. That's the listen line on TalkStream Live. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And the listen line number on TalkStream Live is 605-615-4131. All right. I don't know what I said. I think I said the wrong number. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? So Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Every Wednesday, third hour is Manhood Hour. So some of you may know, some might not be aware. Some of you may know that in Los Angeles right now, there's a major fire burning up there in Pacific Palisade and it's traveling over to, I'm told, Pasadena and different areas. And it's a major fire. I mean, and in those areas, it's really green, a lot of trees and bushes and very nice homes. And to see that area burning, and it's right down the road. It's not that far from where we are, down by Santa Monica, not that far away. And to see these home burners like this and this neighborhood on fire, it's like major fire. And it almost seemed as though it cannot be contained. I don't know how they're doing right now this morning on it, but it was a mess last night. And so I hope that you all wish the people in those areas well. Wish the people in those areas well, because it's a mess. And I was wondering, I don't know for sure. I know at one point in California, I don't know if that has changed or what. You know how you're supposed to do when you own land and stuff? You're supposed to do small burnings, area burnings, so that the trees and the bushes and the dry leaves and the things will not grow up so much. And that is easy to start a fire, because lightning can start a fire. Someone can just throw a cigarette out and a fire can start. When the area is really, really not burned well, slow burn, careful burn, watch burn, whatever you want to call it. From what I'm aware of, unless that has changed, they don't do that in California anymore, the slow burning thing. So those areas that are lots of trees and things, they tend to just grow and grow and grow, and it's easy for a fire to start. Now, I don't know how these fires started. I don't know at this point, but I know it is a mess. So I really wish the people well that's dealing with that in these areas. According to the LA Times, firefighters were battling a fast-moving fire that broke out Tuesday morning along Piedra Morada Drive in Pacific Palisade. And that's it's a beautiful area up there. The blaze, which started around 10:30 a.m., had damaged multiple homes and forced thousands to evacuate. Some residents had to leave their cars on the side of the road in their attempt to leave. The cause of the fire was not immediately clear. I was watching the local news on this last night. And they had all these cars on the roads as though people just abandoned their cars. And like, it seemed the fire was so bad, they had to leave the cars on the roads or behind, to a point that they had like this bulldozing thing going in there pushing the cars out of the way so that the fire truck can get in. I'm like, what the? Here's the Fox News report on that.
We begin with a Fox News alert. Los Angeles County is under mass evacuations right now as three wildfires tear through the area, leaving thousands of acres scorched. Dozens of homes and businesses are believed to have already been destroyed by the flames. Dire warnings have been issued, with officials saying there is an immediate threat to life in several towns.
Take a look at this. People living inside the Pasadena Senior Center frantically moved out of their building and forced into the parking lot as fire quickly approached. Residents across Southern California racing against time to make sure loved ones are safe, including some trying to save their animals.
How many more horses do you have?
We have a couple we just let loose over there. We're trying to get as many as we can out.
Yeah. Are any homes out there on fire?
Honestly, I did not pay attention. I just drove straight to the barn to get my horses out.
Amazing, huh? This is so interesting to me. And I wonder, my thought, and I don't know, because all thoughts are all lies all the time, so I don't know. But I wonder, was the fire started by homeless people or a homeless person? Because in some of the fire we've had recently, they have been reported that it was started by homeless people. And I know one thing that homeless people don't mind is started a fire right next to your business or your home or anywhere. They don't care. Homeless people are the most selfish, amongst the most selfish people on earth, because they have been spoiled, they feel entitled, and they don't care. So I don't know if this was started by homeless. Right now they're not saying how it was started that I'm aware of. Here is a view from an airplane flying over the fire area there. Watch this from KTLA 5.
This is the view from an airplane from KTLA photographer Paul Sanchez, as he's giving us an aerial perspective to the devastation in the Palisades. Sky 5 unable to fly due to a temporary flight restriction put in place because President Biden is in town. But this is an incredible view of what it looks like from above.
Amazing, huh? So y'all see all those lights down below? That's where we are. The poor people, we're down there. And they are up there in the hill right over us, looking over us. That's amazing to see that fire like that. And it's not like it's out there in the areas where there are not major homes. These are like a lot of homes and schools and everything up in there. And last night, the wind was blowing really hard. They had like serious wind last night, so that did not help the condition of the fire. And I noticed that it's not as cold this morning as it's been in the last few days, so I don't know what's going on. I thought I heard a report that it was going to rain yesterday, but it did not rain. What a mess, huh? According to KTLA 5, a wildfire ignited Tuesday night in the Eaton Canyon area near Altadena, California. The Eaton fire was first reported at around 6:30 p.m. So this fire seemed to be really spreading. And I saw one reporter, someone may have told me, that there's no sign of containing it. It's out of control. And one of the reasons that, not the only reason, but one of the reasons that I have that report coming up for you, that the firefighters, you know how they go to the yellow fire hose thing and try to put the hose in and draw water? They're saying there's no water in there. What a mess. You heard of that woman, Karen Bass, right? Lord, what a mess. I knew it was a horrible mistake for Los Angeles to elect that woman for mayor, but they did because she's black as female. And now they have no one working on their behalf. According to Newsweek, Los Angeles mayor Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has been criticized after it emerged she was out of the country attending a presidential inauguration in Ghana. She over in Africa. What's she doing over there when we need over here? But that's what you get when you elect these kind of people to run your country. These people can't even run a neighborhood, but you put them in charge of your country. You had a better chance. There was a guy running by the name of Rick Crusoe, I believe his name was, or is, and he would have been better than Karen. This man was a businessman, and y'all decided on the worst. She over in Africa while the city burned down. What you doing over there when we need them over here? If ever we needed you, Lord, We need you now. Hake is telling me we don't need her over here. To be honest, you'd be right because she's no good over here anyway. All she does is act like she happened to homeless people and then she holds a press conference. That's the only thing I know her to be doing right now. What a mess. According to the L.A. Times, this is from the L.A. Times, some firefighters are battering the Palisade fire. Some firefighters battling the Palisade fire reported on internal radio system that fire hydrants in Pacific Palisades were not coming, were coming up dry up in the Pacific Palisade. They're saying that the fire hydrants are dry. All that money those people pay to live up there, they don't have any water to put out fire, according to this report. Rick Crusoe, a real estate developer, says this is like a third world country. Watch this from Fox News.
My heart goes out, obviously, to the people with their homes, and I'm watching the small businesses around us go up in flames. This is people's livelihoods, so it's devastating. But what is most concerning to me is our first responders and our firefighters who are trying to battle this, there's no water in the Palisades. There's no water coming out of the fire hydrants. This is an absolute mismanagement by the city. It's not the firefighters' fault, but it's by the city. And I'm going to be very honest. We've got a mayor that's out of the country, and we've got a city that's burning, and there's no resources to put out fires. So if you look at your pictures, you don't see the firefighters there because there's nothing they can do. And it looks like we're in a third world country here. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of tough questions that we need to ask the mayor and the city council and our representatives and the county representatives. Why didn't you work to mitigate this?
Amazing. And I believe that's the same guy that ran for mayor against Karen Bass. I've said over and over again, not all, but most black people don't know how to run a city. They don't know what to do. And they don't feel like trying to figure out what to do. They really don't care. Look at the blacks in Congress and stuff. All they do is argue, fight, and scream. Nothing is getting better. So it was Rick Crusoe. He ran against Karen Bass in 2022 for L.A. mayor, according to Wikipedia. So you keep electing these kind of people to run your country because you don't want to be perceived as a racist, this is what you're going to get. It's not going to get any better. And you know it, but you don't. You worry about what people think about you. And you put your own country at risk. I really wish those people well up there because it's a mess. Well, it really, really is. You can see it from a distance. And it's not just burning bushes, weeds, trees, and things around the folks. It's burning down their homes and their businesses. What a mess. 888-7753-773. I remember L.A. was, paradise on earth when I first came here in 1968. It was like everything you ever wanted from a city. Clean, beautiful, weather was nice, palm trees, opportunities just all over the place. I bought my first home back then, two bedrooms, two baths. Guest house in the back, big backyard, garage, in the Jewish area, Jewish community. I love the Jews. Jewish area. And the whole house costs $20,000. Can you believe that? $20,000. In 1 year, it went from $20,000 in values to $100,000 in 1 year, just like that. And so I refi, and I bought me a 280Z. It was beautiful. California was the place to be. There's gold in them near hills. That has changed now. They have taken a beautiful city and deliberately destroyed it. Deliberately destroyed it. It's not an accident. You heard the mayor say it's a third world country now. And he's right. 888-7753-773. Let me go over to Indiana and talk to a first-time caller, Aliana. Let's see here.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Aliana, welcome to the show.
Hey. I have three questions for you.
Okay.
The first one is, I hear you a lot on TV saying to be ourselves, but I'm trying to figure out how do we be ourselves if we have to learn from our parents?
Oh, that's a really good question. The way you be yourself, you got to overcome your parents. You got to forget what they have taught you because they have taught you wrong. And once you do that, you will become yourself by not trying to be yourself. When you're not trying to...
I don't understand.
I'm sorry?
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. But which part you don't understand?
Almost everything.
Have you noticed that everything that your parents have taught you, except for how to work, if they taught you that, but everything they have taught you have been wrong?
Yeah.
And so you have to unlearn that. You have to let that go and don't try to be that. Don't try to live up to that. You let all that go. And then once you let it all go, all of your little moral values and codes and things that you have been taught, which never work and they never will work, and you've been trying to live up to them and they never will work. Once you let all that go, clear your mind of all of that, then you can be yourself. You'll be free.
Amazing.
Is that clear?
Yeah, I understand.
You got to drop all of your learned morals and values and codes. And once you drop that, then real life will take over, and then you can live. You can be yourself.
Yeah. I have two more.
Okay.
How did you figure out how to get closer to God?
By asking him to let me see myself, let me know myself, because I didn't really, though I was going to church and I was doing all those things, I didn't know myself. I still had fear and insecurity and worries and things like that. So I asked him to let me see myself, and he did. And when he allowed me to see myself, that's when things start to change. The problem with mankind today, men and women, human beings, they don't know themselves. They have no clue at all who they are. And so they're living a fake life, the life that they've been told to live that doesn't work. And they're not living themselves. They're not being themselves because they don't know who they are. But God would allow you to see if you ask.
And last question. Why do you talk to people on the phone as your job?
Why do I talk to people on the phone at my job?
Yeah, like this is your job. I'm assuming.
Never assume, but I don't understand the question. What do you mean, why do I talk to people on my... How old are you?
I'm 10. You're I'm almost 11.
Oh. So you talk to people on your job. I talk to people at my job on the phone because if I try to talk to them like yelling from one building to another, they won't hear me.
No. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Amazing. I didn't realize she was 10, 11 years old. What the? Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Carlos, a first-time caller out of Canada. Carlos, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
Alrighty. So I got a question for you, Jesse.
Okay.
I'm trying to forgive my mother.
Speak up just a little bit.
Okay, how's that now?
Okay, that's much better. Go ahead.
Alrighty. So now I'm trying to forgive my mother, but she's being very resistant towards me. She's trying to avoid contact with me because I always felt this sense ever since I was growing up that she has a lot of hell in her, because every time I would reach out to different kinds of adults to find that, because we didn't grow up the best. We grew up in a very violent environment at home where she would abuse us verbally and physically. So I was just wondering, like, should I be able to forgive her even though she's trying to resist me?
Meaning that, are you saying that you can't communicate? She won't talk to you at all?
Yeah, like, we were having that connection, but when I would post, because, like, she has me on social media, and I would post pictures of me and my fiance's parents, like, hanging out, spending time together, and she would get, like, very jealous. And I noticed that through my childhood that, like, if I had, like, adult influences that were positive, she would get very jealous and angry towards me. So I just wanted, like, and as I listened to your show, I could realize that I could see the hell in her, that she was always very jealous and very angry person.
Have you tried to call her or go to or FaceTime or go see her at all to talk to her?
See, now, what it is, so I'm living in Canada right now, but my family and I were originally from Houston, Texas, so I can't see her in person, and I have tried reaching out to her, but she even blocked me on like different ways of trying to communicate with her. And I even reached out to my older brother, but, you know, my older brother could do so much, you know? So I was just wondering, like,
well, if you cannot communicate with her at all, then you just realize I can't communicate with her, and then forgive her. Don't hold any anger toward her because she could not help herself. Her mother set her up in the same way she set you up. So you forgive her by realizing just as you can't help yourself, she can't help herself. You can't change yourself. She can't change herself. And when you realize this about yourself, it will cause you to understand her, and then you can forgive her if you can't, you know, you can't talk to her. Just let it go and move on with your life.
I understand. And
but just don't be...
Thank you for...
Yeah, just don't be angry at her. Just like something is controlling you, that same spirit is controlling her. And if she could have done better, she would have.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and I realized that, too, because before, like, I went to go forgive my father, because I was able to reach contact with him, and, you know, it felt so good. I mean, so much better. Like, a big weight would just lift it off my shoulders.
Well, just forgive her, and you'll be even, your heart will be free of hate, and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse. And I just want to say thank you for what you do.
Right on.
I mean, especially in my...
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. Back in a moment. Sorry about that.
I've been listening to you for a few years now, and, you know, when you talk about... the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on.
All right, folks. Jesse's here. Some of you know, and most of you know, a lot of you know, our country is in a big financial mess. What a mess! $36 trillion in debt. Think about that. $36 trillion in debt. Just the internet, I mean, just the interest on that debt is over $1 trillion. What a mess! Well, I'm glad I have GoldCo as an interest investment option. And you could have GoldCo as an investment option as well. Gold has always been a great hedge against inflation. Y'all know about this, right? Gold has always been a great hedge against inflation. So we have a GoldCo, and I have a special promo for my listeners. And it's a great one. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus saver. 10%. As soon as you qualify, you will receive a 10% instant match in bonus saver. So I recommend you learn more about it by going to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Because right now, as I said, our country is in a big financial mess. So check out GoldCo.com. All right? Amazing. Thank you. All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. E Black, Joel Friday TV is on fire. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. Given to him by God. Amazing. And last but not least, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv coming up this Friday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very, very surprising conversation with Stephanie Chung. And she is a corporate leadership. She is a corporate leadership. And, huh? What? Oh, I didn't see the expert. It was too far over. Okay, I got it. She is a corporate leadership expert. I'm talking about producer, my ear. And author. Her book is called Ally Leadership. How to Lead People Who Are Not Like You. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Which is easier for you to lead, white people or black people?
The entire world is shifting and changing. And as a leader, you need to know how to lead all people, every race, every creed, every gender.
Are you a Christian?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Do you obey your husband?
No. Obey is a strong word, and I don't like the word. It's a trigger. It gives the impression like I don't have a brain in my head.
God told the woman to obey the husband because the woman doesn't have a brain in her head. What the... It was a very interesting discussion. I think you're going to like it and learn something from it. I think it will help in a way. That's this Friday at 12 noon. I want to go quickly back to Carlos out of Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Jesse, thank you. My last thing was I just wanted to say thank you for what you do. Like you're freeing people's minds from, you know, all this anger. And I've been listening to your show for about 2 years now.
Yes.
And I've just taken your advice and it worked. Like I understand it. And I went to go forgive my father. And everything was just lining up properly, like puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the? Because I'm used to everything just being so such a mess, you know?
Yeah.
So, and to see everything just going clear, it feels pretty good. I'm still working on myself. I just listened to your silent prayer just last night just to figure out how to do it properly, and I'm going to start putting that into effect today.
Well, you stay with it. Now that you're forgiven, your heart will be made new. You will have a heart of love rather than a heart of stone. And then if you stay with it, just stay present, God can change your old nature from evil to love, to his nature. And it's just going to get better. It'll be clearer and clearer. And you will be free. Right here on earth, you will have perfect peace. So you stay with it, all right?
Thank you, Jesse, and I just want to say thank you to Joel and James Hake out there and Nick the Anchor Baby and all your staff. Thank you for what you guys do.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. Stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I was calling to answer the biblical question, man.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
I concluded that I'm living from my spirit.
And why did you conclude that?
Because I can't stop living from my mind, and that's the proof that I have no control over that. And so I don't, that isn't me. So if I'm not living from my mind, then I don't see, there's nothing else. It's either the mind or the spirit. So it's got to be the spirit that I'm living from.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Yeah. Had you thought about that before it became a biblical question? Am I
really
living from my mind or am I living from my spirit?
I honestly don't even really know what living from the spirit really means. I just know that I'm not the living from the mind thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's gotta be I don't see nothing else I could live from.
Amazing.
Besides either the mind or the spirit. Yeah.
Well,
I'll
put my little two cents in on Sunday. I want to respond to something you said right now, but I got to be patient.
Yep.
Amazing.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Yep. All right. Now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller Nicole out of Michigan. Nicole, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Nicole.
I just had a question. I became a single mother really, really young, and it's kind of hard because I didn't... My mother just... She didn't really teach me anything, especially about marriage, and I feel like I'm failing my kids right now. So I was just wondering, what should I do to help my kids become better as a single mother?
How many kids do you have? How many children do you have?
I have two.
And how old are they?
My son is 15. My daughter is 11.
Oh, okay. And the way that you help them is that you got to overcome your hell in you. You got to overcome the anger. You got to have a brand new heart. And in having a brand new heart, that is going to work through you to guide your children, because they will see something different about you. They will see it loving you and not anger. And the love is not your love, but it's the love of the Father working through you. And that, then they will have a chance to overcome, because you're going to deal with them in perfect peace rather than in anger. Have you forgiven your mother?
I have, but it was just pure hell.
Meaning what?
She felt like she didn't do anything wrong, and it's just real draining trying to talk to her.
So you went to her and you said what?
I just told her that I forgive her, and she said she never did anything wrong.
Yeah. But you realize you didn't need her. You don't need her to admit that she was wrong, or you don't need her to do anything. You forgive, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you couldn't help yourself now, and I'm sorry for resenting you. Then God will forgive you. Your mother doesn't need to admit to anything. You don't need conversation with her about it if she doesn't want to talk about anything. And don't ever ask human beings for forgiveness, because human beings are incapable of forgiving. What we have to do is admit that we are wrong for being angry at someone else. Because when you're angry, you're judging. When you judge, you play God, and that keeps you away from God. So we apologize for being angry, and God will forgive us.
Okay.
You don't need her to admit anything.
Okay, and one more question. I have, like, I kind of call it, like, mom guilt. I know I didn't take the proper steps for, like, marriage for my children and everything.
Right.
So I kind of, like, get them whatever they want, and I know it's, like, ruining them in a way.
Yes.
How do I, like, stop or overcome? And I know they're, like, older now, but it's just, I don't know, I kind of feel guilty because it's just me, and I didn't choose correctly when it came to their fathers.
Well, so the way you stop is stop doing it. Now that you realize you're spoiling them, you're destroying them, just stop doing it. Don't give them like that. Make them earn it. Make them have something to do to earn it so that they can appreciate it. And when they grow up and go out on their own, they'll be able to work and take care of themselves. So you just stop. When you say you have guilt, who has the guilt?
What do you mean? I have the guilt?
Right. You said you have guilt, right?
Yes.
And who are you?
I'm Nicole.
You Nicole?
Yeah, I'm mom.
You're Nicole, your mother, and go ahead.
That's it, I guess.
So you're Nicole and you're a mother, but who are you? You told me your name. Hi, Nicole. You told me your name, and you told me you have children, you're a mother, but tell me, who are you?
I don't know how to answer that.
Then how do you know you have guilt if you don't know who you are? Who has the guilt?
I have the guilt.
And who is I with the guilt?
A person who's kind of, I guess, lost right now, or confused, or I don't know.
And if you're lost, how do you know you have guilt?
I feel it.
And what does guilt feel like?
It's not a good feeling, I guess.
Describe it.
I kind of feel like sad or kind of angry.
And where is the guilt located on you?
Where is the guilt located on me?
Yeah. Or in you.
Everywhere.
Like where?
My heart, everywhere.
Do you want to drop the guilt right now and never feel guilty again?
I do.
Number one, I want you to know that, well, I'll tell you that in a minute. If you want to drop the guilt, drop the thoughts about guilt. All you really are having are thoughts about guilt, and you're believing the lie that there is a you to be guilty, and so you're getting the feelings from it, from the thoughts, and you're calling the thoughts and the feeling you, but there is no you to feel guilty because you have never done anything wrong. You cannot do wrong, and you have never done wrong. You're just having thoughts about it, and you believe the thoughts.
I don't understand, because I made the decision, so.
And how did you make what decision?
I mean, the outcome of my life right now.
How did you make the decision?
I mean, I watched my mom, you know, do single motherhood, and I made the decision to do the same.
And how did you make the decision?
I don't know. I just did. I don't know.
So if you don't know how you made the decision, why are you saying you made the decision?
I don't know. It's so confusing sometimes.
Right. And so why are you saying you made the decision and you don't even know how you made the decision? Why are you taking credit for something you never done or never decided on?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
I don't know.
I want you to think about what we're saying. You're saying you made a decision to have a child out of wedlock. Your life mm-hmm. is messed up. You think it's you, but yet you don't know how you made a decision, but yet you take credit for making a decision that you don't even know how you made. If you made the decision, shouldn't you know how you made it?
I mean, yes, I do know how I made it. I dealt with the men I dealt with, and I had children by them, and this is the outcome, so I guess that's my decision. Well, it is my decision.
Do you create your own thoughts?
Yes.
And how do you do that?
I guess I'm thinking too much. I don't know.
You said, yes, you make decisions. How do you make them? Tell me step number one, two, and three, and four, how you make decisions.
I think about it and...
And how do you think about it?
I think about it with my mind.
If you made decision, would you ever make a decision that would make your life bring trouble onto you?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Would you ever make a decision that makes you feel bad?
No, not knowingly.
If you made decisions, you would make all good decisions, right? That makes you feel good.
Yeah, I would try, yes.
So if you make decisions, why don't you make all good decisions? Why would you make decisions that would make you feel angry or afraid or make the wrong decision about other things in your life? Why would you do that if you are making the decisions?
I mean, I feel guilty because when it comes to my children, I don't want to... I mean, I give them everything because I don't want to...
That's not the question. If you are the creator of decision-making in your own life, why mm-hmm. do you make bad decisions? Why don't you make all good decisions if you're the one making the decisions?
It's hard to. I guess I have to relearn everything I was taught in a way.
No, you didn't answer my question yet. You said, yes, Jesse, I make my own decisions. I make decisions in my life. But so far, all your decisions have been horrible. They have been bad for you and not good. If you are making the decision, why don't you make all good decisions?
I mean, I'm trying now.
But if you are making them, why is it hard to make good decisions?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have to think about that more.
Is it possible that you are not making decisions?
Yes, that's possible.
And why can't you accept you are not making decisions? Something else is making those decisions in your mind, the so-called good ones and the so-called bad ones. Why can't you accept that there's something else doing this and not you?
What else would it be?
Evil. The spirit of evil.
Okay.
All you've done all your life is listen to lies that come from human beings, including your mother and others, and lies that are coming from your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You have never, and will never make a decision. They are being made for you because you're angry and living in your imagination, and you're calling it you. You have identified with evil and call it good and call it you. And if you want to overcome that, just as you have to forgive your mother, you got to let thoughts go so you can be free. And decisions will be made for you by the Spirit of God, and those decisions will always be good. But you're listening to the wrong guy. You're listening to thoughts.
Okay. I understand.
What do you think about that?
I agree. I definitely agree.
And why do you agree with that?
It makes more sense than what I was trying to put together, I guess.
Yeah. Nicole, which is easy for you to accept, that you are a sinner or all your sins have been forgiven?
That I'm a sinner.
And why is that easy for you to accept?
I'm not, I guess because of everything that I've been through, I guess.
Meaning what?
I guess going back to the decision making, that would be easier for me to accept right now. I'm not sure why, but I know that would be easier for me.
How about if I told you that you're not a sinner and all your sins have been forgiven and you are free, but you just don't know that you're free?
Okay.
No, how about that? What do you think? Would you believe me if I told you that?
Yeah, I do.
You do believe it?
Yes.
And why do you believe it? Hold on, Nicole. Can you hold for me?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, hold on. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. The hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. The guy with the good hair. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world, such as fires in California and winter storms elsewhere. Crazy winter storms, shout out. And there's fear-mongering / odd reactions to Trump's beautiful press conference as he gets ready to have a transition, a righteous transition, not one of those unrighteous, not morally straight transitions. Nice. And the Tesla valets are, Tesla, like, pulls out of a parking space and comes to you. They've been crashing, allegedly. I don't know. But there's an investigation or something going on. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, January 8th, AD 2024. The lines are full. Guys, JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. But first, fake news, not fake news. Comedy Nonsense Network CNN reports Tesla is under investigation for a self-driving feature that allows owners to summon a car from a parking space without anyone being in the vehicle. Isn't that cool? The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, though it's a government organization, is launching a probe. A probe. Is it targeted harassment? I don't know. Into around 2.6 million Tesla vehicles following, quote unquote, multiple crash allegations. Allegations means accusations without evidence. So I don't know if this is even true, but maybe it is. Watch out. People have been crashed into before by these self-driving cars in years past. But some of these self-driving cars are safer than the people-driven cars because people get distracted. What a mess. Or they're on drugs. Anyway, California wildfires, powerful winds, fueling dangerous wildfires in Los Angeles. So far, we're okay? There's not a lot of brush around us. There's homeless bums, but not a lot of brush, and hopefully these buildings aren't too flammable. Tens of thousands of residents in the Pacific Palisades, up that-a-way, and other seaside neighborhoods have been ordered to evacuate. Get out of there! The Palisades fires burned over 3,000 acres as of way, way early this morning, maybe more now. Maybe much more by now, not sure, and destroyed homes and businesses. Dozens of drivers abandoned their cars Tuesday as some chose to flee the flames on foot. California's so-called governor, beta governor, Newsom, is urging residents to heed evacuation warnings and extend from Malibu to Santa Monica. Maybe I should have gone that way. Energy providers are also shutting off power in high-risk areas to prevent damaged infrastructure, communist buzzword, from igniting more blazes. Many Southern California residents evacuating from Eaton Canyon, out in Altadena. As well, a 400-acre blaze, probably more than that now, maybe, that erupted in Altadena, eastern L.A. County. Beautiful area, by the way. And winter storms. While wildfires spread through parts of the West Coast, a winter storm is set to take an unusual path across the frigid South with heavy snow and ice. The storm will hit just days after the most impactful storm of the season so far killed at least 4 people, caused hundreds of crashes, and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands. Spotty wintry weather will begin today in western Texas with snow and freezing drizzle as the storm organizes, whatever that means. Thursday will be a crucial day for much of the southern plains as the storm hits its stride, a wide area of 3 to 6 inches. 3 to 6 inches of snow is possible from northern Texas to southeast Oklahoma and southwest Arkansas. Did you know? Rest in peace to Peter Yarrow. He's the guy from Peter, Paul, and Mary. He was the tender age of 86 years old. It's like a folk hippie band. He sang and wrote, co-wrote the song Puff the Magic Dragon. Had a big run of success from the 60s. Anyway, they got top 10 singles and Grammys and stuff. I'm James Hake.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show, Manhood Hours. Coming up in the next hour, you can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you living from your mind or your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Amazing, huh? If you're busy out and about, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are in this whole wide world. And for the flat earthers in this whole flat world, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. And we're going to get to your super chats here. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. All right. And I think that's it. Did you hear, before I go back to the phones, did you hear that, New York is done. It's over with in New York. New York City, according to the New York Post, New York City saw a staggering 146.5% increase in felonies assault. Isn't that amazing? 146.5% increase in felony assault reoffenders. These people repeated it over and over and over again in the past six years. And this is, New York City saw a staggering 146.5% increase in felony assault re-offenders over 6 years. The Big Apple top cop said. New York PD brass blaming liberal Albany law enforcement reform for fueling the revolving door. So they're blaming Albany, New York for this. 146.5% people re-offended. And the reason is, you know, they don't have bail bond anymore. you can commit a crime and walk in the front door and go out the back door because they don't have bail bonds. They'll lock you up. California is becoming that way, too. I guess all the liberal states are like that. So I wouldn't go to New York. It's up to you. But I wouldn't go to New York. Not at this time. And I used to love visiting New York. I never wanted to live there. But I wanted to live there. My son lived there. And I used to do a lot of shows over there. And it was a fun place to visit, but not to live. I want to go quickly back to Nicole, first-time caller out of Michigan. And Nicole, thank you for holding.
No problem.
And so, Nicole, you say you feel guilty, but you don't know who you are, but yet you think you feel guilty. And does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
And then you think you are a sinner when all your sins have been forgiven. Does that make sense to believe that you're a sinner when all your sins have been forgiven?
No, it doesn't make sense. But I guess I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And I have to become closer to God.
Right.
To live my spirit. So.
Do you want to be? You can become close to God right now if you want it. You want it?
I do want it.
You could you could be one with God right now. You don't have to wait. May I tell you?
Yes.
Do you want it?
I do.
Drop your anger.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I will. Well, I will try.
And how will you try?
I'm going to try to let it all go and pray more.
Would you want your kids angry at you for the mistakes you made?
No, but I will understand if they were.
Right. But you don't want them to be that way, right?
No, I don't.
Well, then forgive your mother and God will forgive you. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with her. You don't have to call her. Don't let her play with your children. Just don't resent her so you can be free. Anger keep you away from the Father. Anger separate you from God. That's all that separate you from God is your anger.
Okay.
So drop your anger. Forgive your mother. She can't help herself. She's crazy.
Okay. I agree. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate you. This is better than therapy.
One other quick thing I want to encourage you to do.
Okay.
And if you do what I'm telling you, Nicole, I promise you, you'll be free just like that.
Okay.
Stop thinking.
Okay. I will.
Who will you be if you stop thinking?
I think I will be a better woman in general.
You will be free. Absolutely. Stop thinking. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And the only problem that you have is that you have not forgiven, which separate you from the truth, and you're thinking. Drop all thoughts, and you will see there's no such thing as problems, that you, Nicole, has never had a problem.
Okay, I understand.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. I understand.
And why does that make sense to you?
Because I mean, I didn't really realize it until this conversation that I was like, I mean, I kind of did, but I was living like through anger and disappointment and frustration, and I don't want to live like that no more.
Right on. And because you want the truth now, you're welcome to truth. God has come down and he's guiding you right now because it's not me that caused you to see the truth. It's because you open up to the truth. And the truth will only enter into people who want him. The person, the man or woman that want the truth, those are the only ones that are going to see the truth. And God is allowing you to see that what I'm saying is true. And if you stay with that, you're going to have paradise on earth. You're going to have perfect peace. And then your kids will have a chance to overcome because they will see love in you. and you will see how to lead them in the right way without even trying. The truth will work through you.
Okay.
But you got to drop the thinking. All thoughts are all lies all the time. I want to encourage you from this point forward, never think about your life. Never think about you, period. Let you disappear because it's just thoughts. It's just an idea. It's not real.
Okay.
So stop thinking about you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And do the silent prayer. Have you tried that yet?
I did once. I'm going to start it again.
Yeah. Do the silent prayer so you can practice staying present rather than lost in your head.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
So stop judging. There is no one there to judge. God is not judging you. Forget about what has happened and just live your life.
Okay.
And how do you spell, is it N-I-C-H-O-L-E?
No, it's N-I-C-O-L-E.
Oh, N-I-C-O-L-E, okay. Thank you, Nicole. Stay with it. Stay with it. And let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Stop believing thoughts. All thoughts are all lies about you or anyone. Just drop the thoughts.
Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to the UK. Heard around the world, and for the flat earther up and down the world, and talked to Remy out of the UK. Remy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Remy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jesse, my, you won't remember because you're black. But,
black and slow.
Yes. I've been on the show a couple of times, but three times before, with the name of Mark, and it's Mark Ramey, my name is.
Okay.
And I've spoken about suicidal thoughts, anger, and isolation, and solitude. Firstly, I want to thank you for the help you've given me. You've been of enormous help. You have done a great deal in the 6 months I've been watching you and speaking to you. You've done things that the psychiatrist, the medication couldn't have done. It has eased my suffering a lot. But there's one thing I want to disagree with you on.
Okay.
And that is this thing about the past and the future, that it not being real, that it not existing. I would disagree there. I agree with nearly everything else you say, but I would disagree because I would say that you can't isolate the present. The present is a convergence of the past and future. They're interconnected. We are... The past lives within us. It lives in the form of memories and emotions. And it continuously shapes how we perceive the present. They're part of our personality. Memories are not static or distant. They are alive. And the future also is alive because the future also exists as a potential within our consciousness, shaping our actions as we move forward. Because if we didn't have thought on the future, we wouldn't get much done. I mean, say someone like Elon Musk, he thinks about going to Mars or building the Hyperlink. And because he's doing that, because he's thinking of that all the time, it's part of him. He's thinking about the future. The future lives in him. And that's what he's aiming for. If he didn't have those ambitions or those aims, we wouldn't have anything really.
And so you believe that the past and the future exist
That's right, yes.
And where is it?
It's in us. It shapes our personality, our consciousness.
Where is it in us? Where is it?
It's in us. It's in our spirit, in our consciousness, in our mind.
It's in your thoughts.
Yeah, I know you're going to say thoughts.
And so what would happen if you didn't think about the past? What would happen if you didn't think about the past or the future? What would happen to it?
Because, you see, Jesse, I would say it's impossible not to think about the past or the future.
No, but answer that question for me first, and then you can follow up. If you didn't think about a past or a future, what would happen to it?
It would still be there.
If you didn't think about the past or the future, what would happen to it?
I would say that's impossible not to think about the past.
But I didn't ask you if it was possible or impossible. I ask if you didn't think about the past or the future, what would happen to it?
It would still be there.
How would it be there if you're not thinking about it?
It would still be there because it will come up in our thoughts.
But why would it come up if you don't think about it? How would it come up?
Look, it's part of our personality.
No, that's not what I'm asking. How would it come? You said all that already. But how would it come up if there's no thinking about it? How could it come up?
It does come up without even thinking about it. It comes up.
And how is that? If you're not thinking about it, how did it come up if you're not thinking about it?
That's just the thing, you see. You don't have to think about it for it to exist.
How is that?
Because it's part of our consciousness. You can't turn off our consciousness. You can't turn off your personality, which is based on your
past. So you believe that your personality is your thought, or are your thoughts?
Yes, it's our experiences and our memories.
Are you your thoughts?
I am my memories.
Are you your thoughts?
I am my memories and
emotions.
Are
you your memories?
Yes.
And how do you create your memories?
By things, experiences.
So you are your bad memories and your so-called good memories?
That's right.
Amazing. And why do you love your bad memories?
I don't love them.
So why not let them go?
But they exist.
Okay. Let me just say this because of time. If you want to hold on to that, you hold on to that. See how far it gets you. But you are not your thought. Only if you think you are, then you are. But you're not your thoughts. You're not your memories. You're not your past. And you're not your future. Those are just ideas that made a home in your mind. And because you believe it, then that's what you are. But it's not true and it's not real. It's just an illusion. But if you want to hold on to that, believe that, then you hold on to it and live in your misery.
Okay, Jesse. I don't want to live in my misery.
If you didn't want to live in your misery, you would let go of the thoughts. If you didn't want to live in them. But if you want to live in them, you'll hold on to them.
Jesse, I've tried, but I can't get rid of the memories.
You tried to get rid of the memories?
Yes. No, I agree with nearly everything you say about getting rid of anger, letting the anger go. But I can't get rid of the memories, past memories. You can't.
And how have you tried to get rid? Have you tried to get rid of them?
Yes, I have. Yes.
And what steps did you take to overcome the thoughts?
I do try and stay present, like you say, as much as possible. I try to stay with it. I try to just watch the thoughts and watch them go. But there are times when they take hold of me and
right.
they stay there.
But then when you forget to be present, they will take hold of you again. But just realize yes. you are unconscious and come back to present. And eventually they will all be taken away from you and you will have a clear mind. But as long as you identify with them and believe that they are you, then they cannot and will not be taken away from you because you have identified and believe that they are you. And the spirit of truth is not going to take anything away from you that you don't want to lose, that you don't want to let go. So you're never going to know the other life until you're willing to overcome this false life of memories. So I would, okay. you got to stay with it. And when you, as I just said, I'm repeating myself, when you find yourself caught up in a thought, just realize you went unconscious and come back to present, being present, and they'll be taken away from you.
But, okay. I'll carry on. I'll stay with it, like you said.
Yeah, stay with it. Just don't give up.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Greenwald with a couple of coffees.
What's on your shirt? That's Malibu?
It's nature.
Oh.
Nature not on fire.
I went outside during the break to look out outside because I heard it was all dark out there. And it looked like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in California, in Los Angeles, it looked like the end of the world. The fire is raging. So the smoke has darkened the sky.
That's right.
It looked like the end of the world, one of those end of the world movies.
Down low, you can see that it's light.
Yeah.
But anywhere above, like, 5 degrees up, it's just dark, dark, dark.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like looking at a scary movie. What the? But anyway, go ahead.
Greenwald bought a couple of coffees. Sorry to hear about fires in L.A. 3 days of thick snow in Columbus, Ohio. Still hasn't bothered to clear the sidewalks. I don't think it's a big conspiracy. The cities are just wasting their money on helping brown foreigners. But that topic is uncomfortable for some people. So they stick to the more socially acceptable conspiracy theories instead.
Amazing. Well, hopefully they'll be able to put it out sooner rather than later. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I hope they clear your sidewalks.
Yeah.
Joel's Mexican cousin.
We have sorry people working for us today.
Yeah.
And our government. Go ahead.
A diamond from Joel's Mexican cousin, JLP and crew. How were the pyramids in Egypt created?
By the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Amazing. By the Egyptians,
and maybe
I'm told.
Some slaves, perhaps.
And were the slaves Egyptians, too?
I think they might have been Israelites.
Oh.
But I don't know. It totally might not have been them. I don't think it was, necessarily.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel's Mexican cousin. Austin bought a coffee. I love you, he says.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jennifer bought 5 coffees. Hey, Jesse. I just wanted to share the silent prayer is something I've done without even knowing it, and it works. When suicide thoughts out of nowhere began to attack my mind and emotions by being aware and knowing it's not from me, one day I woke up and forgot all about it. I believe when it comes to God, people make it harder than it should be. They suffer from trying to perform instead of just being.
Yep. Absolutely. Amazing. Stay with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Easier done than said, says biblical question.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
The mind is living from thoughts. The spirit is living from feelings. I no longer live from either. Heart hands.
Amazing.
So he's in either.
He's not living from thoughts or spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say about the spirit?
The spirit is living from feelings.
Oh, okay. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mo better stand up.
Mo better blue.
Instead of bought a Ninjagini.
Mo better stand up.
On DLive, hey, about that Tesla. Is this how the dead guy wearing a camera glasses rolled up to Trump Hotel in Vegas? Maybe. I don't know. With the Tesla Cybertruck explosion.
What about
it? Those things can self-drive.
Oh.
And so some people speculate he may have been dead already. and the car was programmed to stop in front of Trump Hotel.
But why are they speculating that? They don't know.
They're just asking the questions.
Oh. So they think that, so did the driver tell the truck to go to Trump Tower?
I don't know.
Because it wouldn't go on its own, would it?
Somebody had to tell it to do that. You're right. Right. Yeah.
Amazing.
If that's what happened.
Right. I don't know. I have no idea. You know what's interesting? But thank you, though. I appreciate it. What's weird to me is, like, in L.A., they got a bunch of cars going up and down the road with nobody driving them.
Yeah. Oh, the Waymo ones.
Yeah. It's like you see them everywhere now.
I saw a Waymo do an illegal lane change in the middle of the intersection.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're not supposed to change lanes in the middle of the intersection. Well, you crossed over.
Maybe they don't know the department rules to driving.
Maybe not.
But they're all over the place.
Asian.
Sometime I...
Actually, Asians are... They're, like, overcautious.
Oh, that's how they drive?
Yeah, like, they'll stop on a right turn when they have the right of way, and the left turn is just waiting for them to go. And so then the left turn gets impatient and goes, and then the right turn goes.
Do they drive like that in China or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
Sometimes when they pull up next to me at the stoplight, I wave, but nobody waves back.
Rude.
And one time, a guy was sitting in the passenger seat while nobody was driving the car, right? The car stopped, so I asked him, I wind up my window. I'm like, what is it like to be in that car and no one is driving? He's like, it's amazing, it's fun. He's like, you should give it a try.
How was he able to speak? Could he roll down his own windows?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if he could do it. Maybe he told the car to do it, but he did let the window down.
Nice.
Maybe the window was already, his window was down. I had to roll down my window.
Ah.
But his might be down. But it's weird seeing those cars. I saw the news report where some black guy said he got stuck in one and the car was just turning around and around, going around in a circle. And he missed his flight.
Whoa.
He was trying to go to the airport, according to the report. So what a mess.
I've heard walking through the neighborhood, somebody said, I hate those things. One's just stopped right in the middle of this intersection for hours.
And I was wondering, when the guy was stuck in the car that was going around in circles,
mm-hmm.
I wondered, did he think of the song, You Got Me Going in Circles? You got me going in circles, oh, round and round I go. You ever heard that song? You got me going in circles.
I don't think so.
Ooh, round and around we go. But anyway, I just wanted. But thank you.
Thank you, Mobetta. All my bone days bought a coffee. It's now being reported that the L.A. fire chief, a female.
I saw that they held this press conference about this fire yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody and their mom was speaking at the press conference. And they had women all over the place.
Yeah.
A fire chief, a female. I'm like, no wonder the place burning down. And everybody, even the governor was there. I'm like, Lord.
Newsom?
Mm-hmm. He came up from Sacramento at the fire.
All my bone days, says the female fire chief, prioritized DEI training instead of being prepared for wildfires, according to him, saying it's been reported that, or her. What a mess. Shout out to the ladies.
It is. The one thing I know for sure, we definitely have people who are not qualified to run our country. And based on being a female or the sexual thing and all that mess. Nobody qualified. Black. And the country is going to hell in a handbasket. Amazing.
Prayers up for my SoCal peeps, says All My Bone Days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. Thank you. Back in a quick moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Did you hear about this incident at the school down in Georgia? I want to know what you think about it. Really, I want to hear your feedback on this. This is so interesting to me. According to WLBT3, a mother in Georgia said a teacher threw her 11-year-old son across a classroom, and it was caught on video. Here is the first story about this from WLBT3.
Tonight, a shocking video of a teacher throwing a student across a classroom at Duren Middle School in Savannah. Our Madeline Beerster spoke with the heartbroken mother of that student, who is asking for accountability from the school district.
Disturbing video that Duren Middle School mother Chanel Russell received Friday. That afternoon, she got a call about what happened between her sixth grade son, TJ, and the football coach who was in charge of the classroom that day. That teacher was identified as Betraylon Elder.
I was told that he had a share of words that were inappropriate to TJ, and that he had, you know, made some remarks about me, and my son was unhappy with it. So my son then went to the front of the classroom to approach the teacher, letting him know, hey, stop talking about my mom. The teacher then came closer to my son. My son again said, stop talking about my mom, and also wanted to, you know, call someone to call my mom. From that point, he was then grabbed and thrown to the floor.
The comments, according to this student, were sexual in nature. Russell says she's never met this teacher before and is appalled a teacher would say anything like this to her son.
I just feel like they failed me. They let me down.
I mean, nah, but, oh, man, that boy looks like a big old, big boy for 11 years old. What the? He must have been eating cornbread and ham hocks. According to this report, the student now has a concussion, and mother says the teacher should be placed in jail. This is from WLBT3.
They went to the ER that night. TJ now has a concussion and multiple bruises. He's frightened to go back to school. The school told Russell that the teacher has been, quote, removed and placed elsewhere until the investigation is complete.
I really feel like he don't need to be placed anywhere else. He needs to be placed in jail. He hurt my boy. I wouldn't do that to my child. His father wouldn't do that to him. So for him to take initiative to do that is sickening. What are you going through at home? Are you beating on your children? Are you beating on your wife?
Russell says she doesn't want this to change the way her son thinks of teachers or school as a whole, but is worried about the emotional toll this will have long term. She says the school district needs to have more thorough training and a better vetting process.
I hate that he had to be made an example out of to get a sick individual out of a schoolhouse, but something needs to change.
Amazing. So you still want to put your kids in a public school? Do you still want to do that? I never imagined that in my country one day that these types of things would be happening between teachers and students. Whatever happened. But I never imagined that. I just, growing up, you never thought for a second. You never thought for a second that you can even talk to a teacher that way, whether about it, mama or not. I don't know what happened there, but. And then what made, I don't know what happened, but what made the boy think he can approach a teacher like that? If he did say, stop talking about my mama. What the? You should say that to your friends, but not to the teacher. I don't know what happened, but I would recommend do what you want. And I know most parents don't love their children now. Parents do not love their children. It's a lie that they be lying when they say they love their children. They do not love them. But and I don't know, why would parents, I don't know, why would parents tell their children to defend me? Let's say that the teacher did say that and the boy got in the teacher's face. Wouldn't the parent tell the child, well, you shouldn't have got in the teacher's face? You don't do that. If you're unhappy about that, come and let me know. If I need to take care, I'll take care of that. You don't jump in front of the teacher and tell the teacher, don't be talking about my mama. What the? I'm just saying, but I don't know what happened there. What do you think about that story? And would you still put your child in a public school? Let me go out to Texas and talk to a first-time caller, Vince.
And be the teacher. For
Vince, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All is well, Vince.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, all is well, all is well. I just wanted to call in.
I'm sorry?
I just wanted to call in and talk about the forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
well, I tried. I did forgive him, but they didn't accept it. So
you forgave.
I thought that matters.
You forgave whom?
Oh, my parents.
Oh, okay. And what happened?
They're just like, oh, what do we have to forgive you about? Like, we didn't do anything for you to forgive us.
Oh, you asked your parents to forgive them? I mean, you asked your parents to forgive you?
Yeah.
Why did you ask them to forgive you? You didn't do anything.
No, wait, hold on. No, not me, them. I told them I forgive them.
And what did they say?
That, they didn't do anything. There's nothing to forgive, yeah.
And then you said...
They just deflected.
And how did you react to that?
I didn't. I just listened because they then just started saying all this, and I'm just like, it's just the ego, right?
And so you have a question about that now?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if they accept their rent.
Right. It's not, you leave them in their hell, leave them in their denial, but you forgive them. Hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. And God will forgive you, and he will make you free.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have to admit anything. They don't.
Right.
However they want to react to it is on them, and that has nothing to do with you.
You're right. Yeah, because, no one's perfect, right? I think that's, the idea. Or it's just whatever. They don't want to face whatever.
Right, because they have a right to stay in their misery. They have a right to stay in their hell. You have a right to come out of your hell if you want to. And the way you come out of it, overcome it, is to drop the anger.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Vince.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much. You're
all
the
right.
Best.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Carlos is a first-time caller out of Texas. Carlos, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
Well, it's my first time calling you. I had a friend that basically recommended me to you, and I've been watching your shows for, I want to say, about a week and a half now.
Uh-huh.
And lots of stuff has been making a lot more sense. But more or less, the reason why I'm calling you is because I'm trying to understand living between your mind and your soul. And it's actually a very good topic because I'm trying to confront the pain and confusion and emotions that have weighed on my heart for so long. And it feels like I've lived through a storm of abuse, dysfunction, and loss. And while I've tried to move forward, the weight of it all still lingers. I'll give you a little bit of context. My father's been at the center of much of this pain. And for nearly all of my life, he has been abusive. Not just to me, but to my mother and the relationships within our family. He tore apart the bonds between us siblings, and he sowed a lot of seeds of division. He taught us to hate instead of support one another. And at times, it felt as though he carried darkness in him, as if an evil spirit filled his actions. Despite it all, I tried to forgive him, and even after he tried to take my life, eventually I made a decision to leave. I had to move to another country, Guatemala, not just to escape, but to create something better, a life where I could love and be loved. Eventually I got married, no one really taught me how to do that. My wife and her family gave me a foundation and a chance to start over. And though even then, my mother played a role in shaping that path, but my relationship with her has also been complicated. She's promised to take care of my sister's children, which is admirable, but my sister has her own life and struggles. She's faced many trials having three children, being a single mother and enduring her own challenges. Growing up, we're all split apart. And while I want to forgive my mother, there's a part of me that struggles. I try to find myself in a place where my health is failing, and cancer and another terminal illness remind me daily of mortality. And I've spent so much time alone, retreating into myself, and I'm trying to let go of the thoughts that haunt me. And I've kept to myself, not because I don't want a connection, but because the weight of my past feels too heavy to share. I want to forgive my father and my mother and my siblings and even myself, but forgiveness feels too elusive when the scars run this deep. How do I let go of the anger, the pain, and the loneliness that I have defined so much of my life? How do I move forward when my past feels like a shadow that never fades? I know that healing won't erase what happened, but I hope it can bring peace, and I want to leave the rest of my days free from the burden of this pain to truly let the thoughts go and find real solace in the life I've built and the love that surrounds me. I'm trying to find my way, Jesse, and the friend who recommended me to you has been listening to you for a long time, and he just said, "Listen to Jesse, and things will get better."
And so, your question for me is what?
How do I forgive? How do I forgive my father for being abusive? How do I forgive all of the things, my terminal illness, my thoughts? I'm living from my thoughts, but I'm also trying to fight my thoughts and live with my spirit.
Well, you forgive your father and your mother by realizing that you are wrong for being angry at them, for judging them, for hating them. that you are wrong, and because of that, you are separated from life. You're separated from God. Because anger, anyone that has anger is separated and will always be separated from God. And false God would become your God. Satan, money, women, places, and things would be your God. So you got to forgive your parents by telling them, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong for that. And when you forgive them, God will forgive you. He'll change your heart from anger to love. You will become one with him. He will change your heart. And then to overcome the thought, you got to drop thoughts. You got to stop thinking. Because whatever happened, happened then. It's not happening now. It's only in your mind. And the reason you're listening to it in your mind, you're still one with evil by believing that your thoughts are the truth. They're lying to you.
It's still happening today, though. My abusive father always trying to come in and trying to ruin the lifeline that I have. As many times as I've allowed forgiveness, they always come back and raise more hell. I'll give you a piece of context. While I was in California, through COVID, we all got trapped. That was our reality for a moment. And, you know, obviously having a terminal illness, you're given the chance of given, to be given chemotherapy. I was allowed that chance. And at the time where I was at the pinnacle point of getting into the office, my father almost nearly tore off my PIC line from my heart and basically called the police and said that I was, you know, I was terminally ill and I was going to give him a disease and, you know, and so on and so forth. And from there, trials and tribulations for me, because I haven't had the treatment for the next 3 years. And I'm still trying to make sense of that with a lot of pain and suffering and emotional scars and stuff like that.
How old are
but
you
they
now?
They always come back. I'm 37.
And so you're living in where you live? What country?
I'm living in Texas.
You live in Texas. And where's your father?
Yeah. My father's in California.
And so you don't have to let him come in your life
he
right now.
He always shows up, Jesse. He knocks the door. He comes right in. People let him in. They start. You know, they allow him that space.
Who let him
be
in?
Able to. Actually, my mom left him in.
So you live with your mother?
Right now, unfortunately, I have a financial loss, and I'm trying to get back up on my feet. I'm trying to move away from the situation because although I do like communal living and living with family and being there for one another, it's very tough trying to fix things for other people. Rather, you know, it's more like when you're on the airplane, they tell you to put on the mask.
So you're living with your mother?
Yes, I'm living with my mother and my wife right now.
Oh, okay. And so
my wife takes care of me through like hospice and all that stuff, and my mom just basically takes care of my sister and her children in another home.
You say your wife take care of you through what?
Hospice.
Oh, so you're in the hospice care right now?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So why are you trying to help others? You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself. Why are you trying to help anyone?
I'm not trying to help anyone. I'm just trying to get everybody together so that, you know, before things happen, kind of have like a... not like a kumbaya, but more or less just be at peace with one another and stop this before the worst happens, which is what we don't want.
What's that?
You know, Satan coming and grabbing each and every one of my family members and turning their spirits into thoughts.
What does that have to do with you?
Well, for me, it's my personal peace. I see my family go through a lot of things, a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of anger.
What does that have to do with you, and why are you allowing yourself to be involved in what somebody else is going through?
I'm it's kind of like being the neighbor to a wall, paper wall, room, and anything that gets thrown or gets yelled at or reverbed, it just goes straight through the paper wall. But and it's not like I'm trying because to be a part of it.
Because of time. Why are you, I don't understand, you said you want to get the family together before something else happened? What do you mean by that?
They've given me a time limit, and, you know, I just want my family to be closer and to actually finally stop.
Why?
All the bitterness.
Why?
I guess that's a good question. Because I see all the things that my family and my parents have been through, and it's just really tough to see them, you know, fight. And
why?
For myself, because I was abandoned when I was a kid, and I didn't have my parents growing up.
But
and, my sister,
Anthony, because of time, Carlos, you should not give one hoop about your family fighting, your father, mother fighting, your brother, sister fighting. It has nothing to do with you. And you should completely stay out of it and just work on your own life. You leave those people in their own hell. Most people love their hell. Why don't you leave them in their hell and just work on your life?
I'm trying to, Jesse. Every day is...
But if you're trying, why are you trying to get them together? If you're... excuse me. If you're just trying to work on your own life... Why are you involved in paying any attention to them at all?
Because they involve me. They,
tell them
they
you don't want to be involved.
I tell them exactly that, and there are things that I have to do that basically come into play when I don't do those things, even though I'm in my illness. It just seems like, well, you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
When you say they gave you... amount of time. Are you saying they told you you're going to be dying soon?
With the illness that I carry, it's a terminal illness that you're only allowed to live for about 5 years. But I understand that God is...
How many more years do you have?
Right now it seems to be that I'm on an extended time.
Have you already lived for the 5 years that they told you?
Yeah, I've lived for 7, and I'm trying to keep going and stay healthy and do everything that the health professional and my wife.
And so if I were you, I'm not a doctor, but I wouldn't be paying attention to some doctor telling you you only have a certain amount of time. No one knows but God. Do what you want
exactly.
with that. But I wouldn't.
Exactly.
Right. And you're
right.
And then I would recommend you get completely away from your family members and work on your life and let your family members go to hell. They're already in hell, but don't let them drag you down in hell with you. You don't owe them that. Don't let them put you through that.
Yeah, that's a very good piece of advice. Yeah, because I honestly stay to myself, and I try not to... My grandparents, at least my grandfather used to tell me one good piece of advice. You touch nothing,
hold
nothing
on, buddy.
Break.
Hold on, Carlos. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour coming up. Hate is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
an update on that Cybertruck explosion. And good news from Meta, which means Facebook and IG, they may not be censoring you quite so much. I think Mark Zuckerberg heard Joelle Friday TV's cries of despair and pleads for mercy and reasonableness. And another airplane stowaway? It wasn't on Anchor Baby Airlines, I can tell you that much. And the Washington Compost is going through layoffs. And $7.7 billion to get Mars samples to Earth. Space is real, guys and gals. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, January 8th, 2024 AD, the year of our Lord. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back for Manhood Hour. But first, it's fake news, not fake news. Common Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on this Cybertruck explosion. A driver who authorities say exploded a Tesla Cybertruck, or exploded stuff in and around the Cybertruck, because the Cybertruck didn't really explode, did it? I don't know. Didn't seem like it. Seemed pretty well intact for being suffering an explosion. Outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, beautiful Trump Hotel in Vegas. It's like gold. It's cool. So nice. Last week, used AI, artificial intelligence, to plan the blast. Was it ChatGPT? I wonder why they didn't use the proper name. Probably bad PR, and they don't want to give bad PR to these liberals. Liberal AI. According to the Los Angeles Metropolitan Police Department, that's my conspiracy theory about why they didn't say it, name him. The active duty U.S. Army Green Beret, former, he's dead, used ChatGPT to get information on how to conduct his plot. So said police. Authorities did not say what answers the chatbot gave to his searches about explosives, firearms, and how to buy a cell phone without providing personal information. The soldier reportedly fatally shot himself, rest in peace, shortly before the truck exploded. Seven other people were injured. OpenAI, the developer of ChatGPT, oh, they did name them, told Common Nonsense the company is saddened by this incident and committed to seeing AI tools used responsibly. Be quiet. You don't use them responsibly. You're using them for liberal ends, like diversity mess. But good news from Meta. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, the parent company to Facebook and Instagram, announced sweeping changes to how they moderate content on Facebook and IG, including getting rid of fact checkers. Not killing them, just firing them or reassigning them or whatever, and replacing them with user-generated community notes similar to Elon Musk's X. So cool. Which they're kind of liberal too, honestly, in many cases, but whatever. At least it's a little bit better, maybe. Fact checkers have been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, Meta CEO based Mark Zuckerberg, who may not be a Christian, but I still like him. That's what he said on Tuesday. What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and has gone too far, said Mark Zuckerberg. We need the Reddit people to do that next. However, he acknowledged a trade-off in the new policy, noting more harmful content, oh Lord, will appear on the platform as a result of the changes. The company also quietly updated their so-called hateful conduct policy, adding new types of content users can post effective immediately. Oh, maybe JLP can get his page back. JLP talk? We'll see. Anyway, this keeps happening. Airplane stowaway incidents are raising alarm. A string of stowaway incidents. I've heard at least one. Now this is two. But maybe there's more than that. Has raised concerns about airport safety and security. There was the latest incident that CNN is reporting about involves a JetBlue flight this week. Wow. Anyway, the Washington Compost, I call them the Compost, right? Amazon-owned, Jeff Bezos-owned, we kill America in darkness. Democracy dies in darkness. They laid off roughly 100 staffers. That's not that many. As star journalists exit. I've heard that that's 4% of their employees. Huh. Well, we wish them well. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. There's one line open if you want to jump in there at 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Is you living from your mind or is you living from your spirit? If you're busy right now, you could be listening to the show no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can podcast, but you can listen by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Wednesday. The last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every last hour of the show on Wednesday is and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The city of Los Angeles is in a state of emergency. That fire has grown really, really quickly. It's estimated that across the city, there's about 3,000 acres burning, so really large.
The LAFD this year hired its first ever female chief.
What did you expect?
We're seeing those pictures of homes completely engulfed. There's some monuments in the local areas.
Los Angeles Fire Department is launching its first ever Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Bureau.
There goes the neighborhood.
I'm super inspired.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future, one that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
You're flying right over that thing.
What a mess. Diversity. This is why California burned it down today. They put these women, these unqualified blacks, these people that don't know what they're doing, trying to do something called diversity. Isn't that like insane? Insanity. I remember Joel was going to be a police once. And he went down there and told the people the truth. I was like, ain't no way in hell they're going to let you be a police. What? You're not supposed to tell them. Ain't no way they're going to let Joel Friday or Joel Thursday or whatever into no police department. He up there telling them, like, imagine, he's telling them women are not supposed to be police. Okay, you're in this room taking a test, a quiz, or whatever they ask you, and you go tell them women are not supposed to be police, and they want equity and all that mess? Hey, well, they scratch that name off the list real fast. They're like, don't call us, we'll call you. Oh, what a mess. They're like, oops. And he didn't know. He was doing the right thing. He didn't know they were going to turn him away for being right. But anyway, Manhood Hour. We got to bring back that order, folks. It ain't going to work no other way. God in Christ, Christ in men, man over woman, woman over children, is not going to work any other way. Even with women, what you do as men, you're returning to the Father. You're not returning to mama. You're getting away from the mama. And you're returning to the Father. The problem is that you're lost. You are lost. And you're lost in the wilderness of your own imagination. And your calling being lost, found. And you're separated from the Father. Salvation is about a return to the Father. There will come a time, this is in the Word, I will return the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. Ain't nothing else going to work in your life but that. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can quote scriptures till the cows come home. You can go to church until you're black and blue in the face. You can go to Bible school, church school, or a secular school and get degrees until up the yang-yang. If you don't return to the Father, you're still lost. And you have no peace. No peace. No peace in the Middle East. So do what you want. I suggest, I recommend you drop the anger and return to the Father. Forgive your mother for turning you away from the Father, and forgive your father, earthly father, for not protecting you from the mother. And God will forgive you and make you free. You can be free. You don't have to live in the hell of your imagination. Of thoughts. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts, and they are not even your own. But yet you cherish and you worship thoughts. Someone's telling you to get away from your thought, you think that they're cursing you out. If you free your mind, the rest will follow. The rest will follow, and that's the truth. But you got to overcome thought. You got to stop thinking. Give up thoughts, and you'll see. Thoughts and emotions, because the emotions come from the thought, are evil. They are not necessary, and they are evil. Stop thinking. And those emotions are inside of you, not outside of you, and no one can make you feel what is not already in you. If you didn't have them, how can someone make you feel a certain way? Good or bad, what you call good. Do what you want, but I suggest you return to the Father. Forgive so God can forgive you and draw you into the kingdom. There is another reality. There is a kingdom within you. It's above and it's within you. And in you, within you, God lives, dwells there, his son dwells there, and you have a teacher that lives there. But you can't get in, you're not going to get in. I don't care how you pray and cry and mourn and plead and beg and Hail Mary and all that mess. You're not going to enter into the kingdom as long as you have anger. It ain't going to happen. I'm being told that in chat someone said that thoughts are the only escape people have from the evil world. What the? Thus is the evil world. You have escaped into the evil world when you escape into thoughts. The world itself is not evil. The planet itself is not evil. But the people of the world are evil because they're living in thoughts too. They think that their thoughts are their own. The problem is when you were traumatized by your mama, you escaped, you were innocent until you, meaning you did not live in thoughts. Until you were traumatized, you escaped into the evil world, thoughts. Your thoughts are not your own, they're not from God. Your thoughts are not the same as God's thoughts. They're your father, the devil. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to Carlos, a first-time caller out of Houston, Texas. Carlos has some type of disease or something that the doctor told him that he's going to be gone 5 years ago, and he's still around. And
yes, sir.
And he living with his folks and catching hell. Carlos, why don't you move away from them? You say you have a wife. Why don't you and your wife move away from them so that you can work on your own life and forget about them, your folks?
That's a very good question. I'll give you some insight. The problem that I'm having by doing that is the fact that obviously the economy is not too good. I can't help her in that manner. With the amount of finances that I had before, we had the chance to do that, but we go back to what you said. Listening to doctors gets you in a sort of situation where I expended all of the money that I had, and so therefore now I'm at the government's will. And aside from that, I just want to clarify something while I was talking to you about my abusive father, is the fact that you asked me who lets him in. I thought about that while you were on break. The thing here is allowing you to understand that. But what I don't understand is the fact that 20 years being separated from my father, it just basically I can't seem to shake him in the way that you're telling me.
Have you apologized to your father for being angry at him?
I have.
You told
very
him?
Many times.
What did you say? What did you say to him? What did you say to him?
I'm sorry for being a bad son. I'm sorry for disappointing you. I'm sorry for not doing the things that you asked me to do or you obligated me to do. I'm sorry for not following you in that light, but it wasn't light, Jesse. It was darkness. My dad.
Why haven't you apologized to him for resenting him for being angry?
I have apologized for resenting him. And
you told your father. You told your father you were wrong for resenting him, and you're sorry for it.
I was wrong because I.
Did you tell him that?
I did on my deathbed. On my deathbed.
You're not on a deathbed. You did 5 years of. You ain't on a deathbed.
Yeah, 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I told him.
So you're not on a deathbed.
Right now, I'm walking, but I'm walking with the situation that you know I could X at any time.
Carlos, why don't you make your wife? Do you have children?
I do not.
Why don't you make your wife get a job? You stay on the government, let the government help pay for you.
She does have a job. She's a supervisor for a resort.
So why don't you guys get your own place then?
We're trying. All the money that I had for my illness, I spent it and on my illness. And so therefore, the situation dired us to start from zero. Coming from Guatemala, we had almost... I want to say nothing.
So we had to get a car. We had to get, all the amenities.
Carla, because of time?
I'm sorry?
Can she afford to get a little small apartment for the two of you?
We're looking into that.
Can she afford to do that?
It's very limited. We're trying to do that.
Okay. Here's what I recommend because of time. You work on you, forget about your parents, your kinfolks, your brothers and sisters. You work on you, get away from them, and let them live in their own hell, and don't let their hell be a part of your life.
Definitely understood.
And you just work on you, drop the anger, forgive your father and your mother, they can't help themselves, and you work on you so that God can give you peace while you still live. But you got to drop the anger. You got to stop thinking or trying to help anyone, including your family members. You can't do anything to help them at all. You can't even help yourself. It's only when we return to the Father that even He helps us. So you can't help them. You need to drop that idea and just work on your own life.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do for 3 years now.
But you haven't. You're still involved in your family member and their problems.
Progress is process. Carlos.
You're still involved in your family member lives instead of staying away from their lives and just work on you.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to work on oneself when there's so many things that one has to pay attention to. Most of the anger that stems from is my illness, because I mean obviously nobody chooses to get ill.
Carlos, never call it your illness anymore. It's not your illness. You are not your body, and you're not the illness. Stop identifying with it. Yes, you have an illness in the body, but you're not the body. It's not your illness.
Understood.
So don't call it your illness anymore.
Yeah, so I feel like it's like the reason why I say that is because I feel like it's a lingering symbiote that lives with one and just basically tells one what to do and how to feel. And
you have identified with it. Yes, there is an illness in your body, but if you didn't identify with it and just do whatever you can in the physical way to take care of it, but don't identify with it, then you don't know what might happen. You have a possibility of being healed and everything, but you're calling it you. You are not your illness, man. You're not your body. You're not your illness. You're not your daddy. You're not your mama. You're not your family members. Stop identifying with all that.
Yeah, that goes back to what one of the previous ladies said. I don't know. I honestly don't know who I am.
Right.
And I honestly at times feel like most of the time I'm lost.
And you are lost. You're lost. Now that you know that, when you realize you are lost, then you're found. But you got to admit that you're lost, and in that very moment you're found. But so you're lost. And now if you just stay present, you'll be fine. Stop calling those situations you. They're just situations, and you're not your situations.
Okay.
Stop calling those. And then I want you to start doing the silent prayer. Are you familiar with the prayer?
My friend told me about it, and I haven't seen the silent prayer, but I'm
going to
go ahead and
do that
right now.
Do the silent prayer. Do you do the Hail Mary stuff?
No. My dad is Catholic. He's Roman Catholic. My mom is Christian, but I just try to read the Bible and try to speak with God. I try to ask, I try to have that type of connection. I don't go to church. I try to stay away from the thought, because
Carlos,
the thought always comes in.
Yeah, because of time. I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts and don't call them you. Don't identify with the illness in your body. Don't identify with your body. Have no identities. And don't even the identity that you have about God, let that go too. You want no identity. You want to be free. And you got to let everything go that's in your mind. Stop thinking and you'll be free and you'll be fine.
Really good piece of advice. I'm going to try to work on that.
And stay away from your family. Let them suffer in their own hell. They love their hell. And don't make their hell your hell.
Definitely. I'll keep in contact with you, Jesse.
Okay.
Definitely. I would really definitely like to keep up with you.
All right. So do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. And just let your family fight by themselves. And you work on you. All right?
Sure, definitely. And thank you for everything that you do. I really appreciate the time that you take to help us all and get us all in the right mind and right direction.
Okay, let me know how it goes.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right,
take good care of yourself.
All right, I will. Oh, amazing. Eli out of Canada, 888-77-JESSE. Eli, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Eli.
How are you?
All is well.
Yes, sir. I had a question because, you know, I grew up in, with my parents, they were like a big, you know, black churches, they make a lot of noise and stuff. It's I would say it's special, you know, but, growing up, when I started like working on myself, I have a lot to work on, but working on myself, I kind of deviated from that. And, I started listening to your show like 2-3 years ago, and I found you interesting. And I just started listening to your church, you know, and I really liked the like how the your church was going and stuff. And right now I live in Canada, but I'm like I would like to have a church in here to you know just. Because I like the community aspect of the church, you know, just to, you know, we're with people who believe in Jesus Christ and stuff. But it's kind of tough here. It's really tough in here in Canada to have like a good church where I can go. So my question is what's your advice in this aspect, you know, like finding a good church and stuff?
What I recommend for now is that you watch our fellowship on Sundays and watch it. You can podcast or you watch it live. And then don't look for a church building to go to because you're not going to find what you're looking for in those churches. They're empty. They're full of knowledge. Intellectual knowledge, but they're lost. They believe in anger. They try to build these big churches so they can feel important. They get their ego gratification from having big churches. It's a waste of time, Carla. Eli, just work on you. You can fellowship in our fellowship, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah, but, you know, because I say that because I totally agree, but the thing is, I'm like where I am. I would like to have like a I don't like a community. You know what I mean? Like
you don't need a community, man.
No. Okay. Because
if you're one with the Father, you have no needs for anything.
Okay. Because I was like, you know, like, because your church is like a community in a way, you know, because it's like people that are trying to work on themselves and, you know, you gather somewhere. And
but you can be a part of that, too. You can watch it online there and you can be a part of that right where you are.
Okay.
All right. So let all those ideas go. And just live your life. Be free.
Okay. Because I went to the internet last week, and there's like a Mormon that was trying to talk to me and stuff. It was kind of special, but I don't know. Maybe I was in my head. I don't know.
You are. Let that go, Carlos, and be free.
Okay. Carlos, what?
I mean, not Carlos. Eli. I was just talking to Carlos. But Eli, let that go and be free. And you can fellowship by watching ours. And if you're up in L.A., come on to the fellowship. But we right there on the internet. You can watch it live or you can park at it. That's all you need. You're fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Canada. Maybe it will become my 51st state. And,
right. I was about to say Canada is going to be a United States after a while. Don't worry.
I don't know about that. People here, it's kind of special, but I think it refers to your biblical question. If I'm, I don't know, what the biblical question was, is.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
Yeah, my mind. I think my mind right now.
Okay. I'll put my two cents. And why do you think you're living from your mind?
I don't know, because... you know, I started listening to you like two years ago, 2.5 years ago. I was living with my parents, forgive them before I left, started my business.
And so why do you think you're living from your mind? Because of time?
I don't know, because I always keep going to my thoughts. Like I think I'm doing good steps, and then my thought, like, takes over sometimes, and I just go back where I don't know where I was. You know when you say you like living in your hell?
Yes.
I think maybe it's that. I'm asking myself a lot of questions about
you want
that.
To be free?
Yeah, of course.
Stop thinking. Who will you be if you stop thinking?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
So why don't you stop thinking and find out?
Okay.
Stop thinking.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Valerie bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. You're playing God by trying to punish me, she says.
Who tried to punish her?
I don't know. It sounds like she's accusing you.
Who is Valerie? I don't know no Valerie.
I don't know. But I could be mistaken, Valerie.
Is she playing?
She may be.
She's saying you're playing God by punishing me?
By trying to punish her.
And who is she talking to?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Are you reading it right?
I'm reading it as it's written.
Are you?
No punctuation.
Oh.
It just says, you're playing God by trying to punish me.
Maybe she's playing.
And it came in, when did this come in from Valerie? It came in 1 hour ago.
Maybe she's playing.
Maybe
Valerie, you just playing, right? What? Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, Valerie.
I have no idea who you are.
Bama Brian bought two coffees. Thank you, Jesse. No I in Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For remaining a constant in this world of turmoil and confusion. God bless.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
Jitsu James says, hey, have you ever tried to tell Jesse to stop singing during the podcast? And if so, how did he respond? LOL. I don't remember. I might have. I wouldn't put it past me to have done it, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but I can almost imagine you doing that.
He might have been shocked and actually stopped. And then chuckled.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish those and more phone calls.
And we're going to open the treasure chest.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. I want to tell you this really fast. It's manhood hour, and I'll get back to your calls in a minute as well. And I want to finish those super chats too, Hake. But I got to share this with you. So I want you to check this Christian man's response to this OnlyFans creator. Right. And so, hey, only fan mean that it's somebody that has a website and they only let their fans in.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
What an only fan.
Right. People pay them to give them content. And usually it's dirty content.
And so, but an only fan is you own this show.
Yeah, it's like remember you used to have Patreon or you have Locals.
Right.
And different things like that.
Yeah.
And that's like a paywall. People have to pay.
Oh, yeah.
Usually. Some of it you give it for free, but yeah, they make money that way.
Well, whatever OnlyFans mean, but this person apparently owned one, and this is from X, an OnlyFans creator who went viral for sleeping with 950 men in 24 hours. Close your ears, kids. Well, this is a slut. How you sleep with 950 men in 24 hours?
Doesn't even make sense.
That's not even 950 hours in a day.
Right.
Close your ears, kids.
I think it's a euphemism.
It's a euphemism.
Euphemism. Figure of speech.
Oh, so she really didn't do it?
I don't think she actually went to sleep that many times.
So you don't believe she slept with 950 men?
She might have...
Because
touched
this
them.
Report sent from X, an OnlyFans creator who went viral for sleeping with 950 men. Are they saying that didn't happen?
No, I'm saying I'm saying yes, it happened.
Oh, it did happen?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking.
In 24 hour. A person by the name of Bonnie Blue. And this person was spotted trying to pressure a Christian man into having sex with her on the restaurant property. What the? Watch this from X.
I just wondered, I can't see it on the menu, but where do I get the Five Guys from? The Five Guys. I didn't know if it was like a special room or you can take me out back.
No, I don't think that's happening.
What about after your shift? I'd want to give you, a good rating.
I'm a Christian man and I'm saving myself for marriage.
I'm asking for what's on the menu, that's all.
Genuinely, I feel like I'm doing it right now. I can hand you a menu if you want.
Are you on it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, that's a joke, right? She's not going to walk up to the man working in the restaurant and say that.
Well, you never know. The people pull stunts and they're very loosey-goosey with their bodies nowadays.
But that seemed like it was just a joke.
I think it might be a stunt.
Yeah. No,
it was recorded, and she was on a good mic.
Right. It was a stunt. She got the man.
He was a worker. He was an employee.
Right. I thought it was just, when my producer told me about it, I thought it was she just walked
up to a customer
in the parking lot somewhere.
This is actually at the restaurant.
But my producer told me that she is serious. And that the same lady slept with 950?
Well, had he agreed, she might have gone through with it because people are so off nowadays.
She's like, are you on the menu?
Terrible. I disavow. I'm a Christian. I wait until marriage, he said.
And I want to remind the black fathers, you got to be the light and not the darkness. No pun intended. But not the darkness. A man on X claimed his 9-year-old son is being picked on by black kids at school. Nick, you got that report to read to me?
I do. It looks like someone named Raven here on X.
I don't see it.
I don't have an image.
Oh.
But I do have
somebody's tweet.
They told me there was an image.
I don't see it.
Oh, okay.
It's a post on X.
But it's a post on X that I have in front of me right now. I'm reading.
Oh, okay.
Raven is saying, my son was telling me how he only has two friends at school. He said mostly everyone else makes fun of him. I asked him to tell me about the kids who make fun of him. Like, are they boys or girls? What are their names? And she says their names are Jamal, Dayquil, she writes. And I wonder if she's joking with that one. But she's saying that every single one of the people that are making fun of her kids is black and that he's only 9 years old.
And she's white.
I think it's a man who posted that. A man named
My apologies. This is a man who said that. Who posted that on X.
You know what? Let's come back to this story. It seems like it's not ready to be presented yet. I thought it was ready.
I was just mistaken.
I'm being told that it's a soundbite, too.
I don't see a soundbite.
It's a what?
No, there's no soundbite.
No, he's talking about that's the prior story.
Oh, okay. And so I don't know what to deal with this story.
The son's getting picked on by kids with black names. Sounds like
correct.
Dayquil,
Jamal, Dayquil.
Dayquil. He's,
Raven here says every single one was black, and my son's only 9.
So why don't you take him out of a father said that
father?
Why doesn't he take him out of that school? I never understood or understand why no white people are afraid because they don't want to be raised. But why don't you take your kids out of the school?
I think he can't afford to homeschool right now. He's trying to. He's going to be doing it next year, I think.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's in the report.
Yeah, it's in these posts on X. I was looking at his replies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fortunately, I taught my son how to fight, and he's had to defend himself a couple of times already.
But the kids shouldn't even have to go through that in a black school like that.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to be frightened and. I mean, the trauma from that is horrific.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being made fun of is one thing, but having to get into a fight.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Kids shouldn't have to be fighting at school.
Supposedly having to fight. In some cases, you don't have to, but you get yourself into a fight, depending on the kid's temperament and upbringing.
What a mess.
But that's interesting, predictable.
And last but not least. Get rid of your anger, or you're going to end up looking like this. Watch this from X.
Violent young lady, short young lady, getting thrown around and taking swings and jumping over the counter and stuff.
According to the report, here's a woman losing her mind after getting fired from her job at the airport.
Oh, that was an airport. Like an airport Starbucks or something.
Right. And they're like, what the? You still love your anger? Okay. You still think anger is necessary? You still think anger is your strength? You still think anger is from God because Jesus was angry? What a mess. Anyway, let's finish those super chats.
Okie dokie. Sion bought three coffees from Sion.
Hey, Sion.
No gray, Jesse, even though it looks good. I just would like the no gray having, Jesse, referring to your hair.
Jesse loves his gray.
My mother.
Jesse loves it, yeah. What now?
My mother thinks you're younger than your age by your upper body that she can see your workout arm. LOL, laughing face. Uh-oh, mama wants my American black man. Emoji. Also, I told her American food is not as organic, so the people there look physically nourished than in Africa where it's organic, they look malnourished. Based.
What a mess.
Thank you, Sion.
Thank you, Sion. But for now, the gray is staying. I love my gray. It's the gray is the new black. Thank you, Sion. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kim bought a coffee. When I'm deep in the silent prayer, I feel my body become heavy and numb, and then I feel a burst of peace. Is that normal? It sometimes feels too peaceful. It scares me, and I feel a presence which causes me to open my eyes and breaks my prayer. Bambi eyes emoji.
Well, don't call it normal. Normal is not physical, right? Don't call it abnormal or norm. Just relax and let life happen. You don't add anything to it or take anything from it. Away from it. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted another subscription.
Thank you, Pastor. Amazing.
To T-Fly Monkey 45. What's up, man? Nice.
Amazing. I don't know who T-Fly Monkey is, but thank you.
He's in your Rumble chat, and he's also in Hake's Rumble chat. Unfortunately, Hake hasn't been streaming on... I haven't been streaming on my Rumble channel. I've been streaming on my user channel, and so they couldn't find me. Anyway.
Amazing.
Age of Inversion is a monthly supporter also on Rumble and says, because of time.
Thank you.
Chris bought a coffee. After you expire, who will your predecessor be? Hake is great, but lacks the years of wisdom. Will there be an AI, Jesse? Just a thought.
No, I think Joel is going to take over.
It's successor, not predecessor. Predecessor is the person who goes before you. Anyway, shout out.
I don't know. Probably Hate or Joel or one of those guys. Maybe even the Anchor Baby or Derek. Or maybe one me. Or me.
Or Daniel.
Or Daniel. Or Doug. Or Billy. What the? I don't know at this point. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Tony says, what happened to my life? I'm a working man. And my beautiful wife, the children that we planned, what happened to my life? It was all so simple than nothing left but strife. We are working men. Tony, working man. Stay safe and well away from those fires from hell, everyone.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Galahad bought a coffee. Jesse, just a little coffee for you to take a break and keep spreading the message. God is with you.
Thank you for your support, and I appreciate that. And you're right, God is with me. Believe me. Thank you.
Much grass, Galahad.
Yeah.
And a shout out to the top contributors on the D Live crew: Mo Betta, Stand Up, Joel's Mexican Cousin, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Misty, and the rest of the supporters. Mo Betta, Stand Up, by the way, gave a diamond, saying, "Keep the gray; it makes you look even more wise." Winky Jesse, face.
What?
Winky face.
Jesse loves the gray hair. I do. I really love it. Gray is the new black. Oh, amazing.
Pastor Chatelet gave a rumble rant saying, "Uncle Jesse, can we invest in bonus sieve for your beard?"
Yes.
In your beard? Yes. Big smile emoji.
Go to jessielovesgold.com. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you all. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Anthony out of Nevada.
Nevada.
If you're white, Nevada, if you're black, and I'm black. Anthony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Miss Jesse.
Hey, Anthony.
Oh, my question was about thinking and believing in thoughts.
Yes.
Do we quit thinking, or should we have a good relationship with our thoughts?
No, you stop thinking.
How do you stop thinking? That's where I bump into the road. Like, you had a caller earlier that said, you know, the ontology between my being and God is there's God, and then there's my perception of God, which takes you to the Trinity, where I have past, future, and present.
No, your thoughts are keeping you from God. You know that.
I'm molded by my past.
You what?
And you can't stop thinking. So, I mean, thoughts are always, you know, less like when you go into your silent prayer, you're watching
Anthony,
your thoughts.
Anthony, because of time, you can stop thinking if you wanted to.
Well, how do you stop your brain from like, okay, if you can stop thinking, what's silent prayer about?
To bring you out of the thinking, to bring you out of the thought, and allow you to live in the present with the truth.
Okay, so the brain just shuts down and you no longer, like, you know, just out of the
Your brain does not think. Your brain only functions to make the body work.
So you mean your brain never, ever just, like, has thoughts that you're not trying to think. You're not trying to think. You're
right.
Just all of a sudden,
your brain,
something
your
flashes
brain,
through your mind. You don't have that?
Your brain was created by God to make your body function, and that's all it is. Your thinking is not coming from your brains.
But it must be all screwed up, because I don't think about what I think about. That sounds funny right there. I don't think about what I think. I don't put energy into what I'm thinking about, but my brain still has memories that come unconsciously, just out of a sudden, wow, here's a thought.
No.
And then I start thinking about the thought. I don't do that.
Your brain does not think about the past or the future. It's your imagination doing that thinking. And you're calling it your brain. Come out of your imagination and be free. Because of time. Call me again. Because of time, Anthony, I got to remember. Stop thinking, you'll be free. Let the thoughts pass. The way you do that is just by watch those thoughts, but don't identify with them. Let them pass, and they will be taken away from you by the Spirit of Truth.
Okay, but is it possible that you're just not really bothered by your thoughts? Like, I have a ball with watching the thoughts, and it kind of like, it feels like I got a good relationship with them because they don't hinder me, they don't build me up, they don't break me down, but they're present.
Well, no, I don't understand what you're saying and all that, but because of time, call me again and we'll work on that some more. Let me go quickly to Stephen, a first time caller out of Illinois. Stephen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Steve. Good. All is well.
Awesome. So I had a question because I've been a longtime listener, but I've kind of reached like a weird spot in life where I can see things, you know, for what they are. But like one of the things that I'm struggling with right now is, so I forgave my mom and dad for, you know, just for stuff, but they still try to stay in contact with me and like try to bring me back like to their hell. So I don't know how to go about that because they try to be all nice and everything, but once you show up, you know, it's always just drama and a whole bunch of other nonsense, right? That there's no point in trying to involve oneself with. So I just wanted to know what your opinion was on just,
Why don't you just stay away? They're not making you go back, right?
No, yeah.
It's so just, why don't you just stay away?
Because they try to make it nice. You know,
but why
like,
you fall for the
dinner.
Niceness? Don't fall for the niceness. People who are nice are lying to you. They're just drawing you in. Why don't you just stay away? Just say no and stay away.
No, and I have stayed away. Like, I ended up involving myself. Like, there was a video of yours that I really liked that I wish I would have seen, like, you know, years before. But, you know, I'm 27 now. Mm-hmm. I moved out around 25. But I could have moved out, like, when I was, like, 18 or 19.
Right.
But I was so lost. I was, like, such a fool at the time because right. I couldn't see, right? They were going through a really nasty divorce, and I tried to intervene, and I tried to, like...
No, never intervene.
It was all ego.
Yeah.
And it was a really painful thing. Yeah.
And because of time, your question is what at this point?
So I was watching a video about you and your father about, like, in regards to you can't come back to, you know, God or Jesus without going through the father first. But what if your father is, like, unwell? Like, so in your situation, he had like Alzheimer's, right? But
right.
In my situation, he actually ended up developing like pretty bad schizophrenia.
Well, my father didn't have Alzheimer's before I forgave him. He developed that later in life, not at the time.
Yeah,
but
I forgave my father, but that's when he had schizophrenia, so he doesn't really understand. So he tries to call me back, and
he doesn't need to understand. You understand.
No, yeah, but, like, I still, like, they text me, like, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's and all this stuff, and, like, I don't really respond because, you know, I moved out and everything, but I don't know. Should I just, like, block them? Because I really don't have
a need
to go back to them, you know?
If you don't want to communicate with them at all, block them. If you want to communicate, okay. Communicate. But if you don't. But just don't be angry at them. Don't resent them. That's all you need to do. And return to the Father, your earthly Father, simply mean don't resent your Father because your earthly Father represents God. He may be a weak God but because he's lost, but he still represents God. You can't return to the Father unless you forgive the Son. And your earthly Father is the Son.
Okay.
But you don't have to communicate with them if you don't want to. You don't have to go over. You don't have to hang out. Just don't be angry at them. They cannot help themselves.
Yeah, I got that. It's just, okay. I just wanted some clarification.
Right. Is that clear now?
Yeah. I was just starting to get lost in my, I thought I was doing pretty good in terms of just like, you know, ignoring it and, you know, just leaving it alone.
Well, let the thought of it go. Don't get into thinking.
Yeah.
Stop thinking.
Yeah, that's, I appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay away from the thoughts and live your life.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, buddy. RD.
Hi, how you doing?
All out of Colorado. Real fast, RD, because of time.
Okay. Went to school, but this is about the comments you made on school. Went to schools in Simi Valley and San Fernando Valley, California.
Right.
There's a point where teachers have to, I'm commenting on the Georgia teacher thing.
Right.
There's a point where teachers, they burn out. They lose interest. They've lost the love of teaching. They have to be vetted correctly. And that's what's happening to all the people that deal with service to the people. I'm first responders, police officers, fire departments, doctors, nurses sometimes too, and teachers. They're dealing with negatives all the time, 24/7, and they burn out, and we have to recognize it as a public and don't rely on them to fix our social woes.
That's right.
Don't rely on them to fix our social problems.
I agree. Absolutely. You're right about that. I'm so out of town. Will you call me again?
Yeah, I'll call. I'll call again. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm out of time now.
Have a great day, okay?
But I like your comment on the teacher. I am so out of time, folks. What the? Drop the anger. Forgive your mama. Every human being must forgive their mama. If you don't think you have to forgive her, don't forgive her. Stay in your hell. But if you want to be free, forgive your mama for turning you away from your father and your father for not protecting you. They can help themselves. And God will forgive you. Change your heart. Salvation is of the heart. You need perfect love. And then do the silent prayer and just watch the not you. You are not your thoughts and your emotions. They're not from God. And they're not necessary and they're not you. And just live your life. Be free. Hate. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And after that, Joel Friday TV at 11. And after that, The American Anchor Baby at 12. Have a good day, folks. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thirst. What? Oh, no Anchor Baby today. Right, I forgot. No Anchor Baby today. But he'll be back tomorrow. I don't know if he'll be back tomorrow. They're going to be traveling. What's up? He's sick anyway. Thank you for your super chat and your support, bro. Your donations and all that. I do appreciate it. Ian from Wisconsin. John from Wyoming. And Rick from Virginia. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow. Have a good day, folks. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. is a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.